I'm wondering, just for starters, if you can tell me how you became the mistress of spam for Waikiki?
So 17 years ago, one of the family members of the owners of Outrigger Hotels and Resorts came into my office. Her name is Bitsy Kelly, and she had just come back from a housekeeping breakfast, where what we do during housekeeping week, we go out into the hotels and we cook up breakfast.
Super short interruption right here. This is Barbara Campbell I'm talking to. She's the co-founder and president of the Spam Jam Foundation. Okay, let's go back to where we were.
We go out into the hotels and we cook up breakfast to all the housekeepers and, you know, share with them how much we appreciate all they do for us. So she came back from this housekeeping breakfast where others had cooked up spam and eggs and what have you. And she came in and said, you know, wouldn't it be fun if we did a festival that celebrated spam, since Hawaii loves their spam? We consume more spam than any other state in the U.S. So I thought, you know, that is just quirky enough that I love the idea. So anyway, I went about pulling together a small group of people, and we created the Waikiki Spam Jam.
And that's 17 years ago now.
17 years ago.
Wow. So attendance is huge, right? You get really big numbers at this event.
Yeah, we are fortunate to be right in the heart of Waikiki, right on the main drag. We close the street, and which gives us an opportunity to have three stages, 20 food booths, a whole bunch of retail booths. And alone with all the visitors that are in Waikiki, we estimate we get somewhere close to 30,000 people. And, you know, what I love is the creativity in creating local-style dishes around spam. So, like, ramen noodles with spam and spam manapua and all of our local favorite dishes, spam loco moco. I just love to see that tie-in to spam and local dishes.
Right, spam gets kind of snuck into everything. It seems to me.
Yeah.
Like when you're, it's always, it seems like it's almost always on the menu if you're eating at a local food place.
Right. I mean, it's regarded as like, it's almost like Hawaii owns spam. And we're so proud of it. It's like, let's put it in this, or let's get in that, or that's gonna make it really good.
Why do you think it's been such an enduring thing? Why do you think that it's been so completely embraced as a local product?
You know, it all goes back to World War II, when spam really helped our troops to stay alive. I mean, it was the sustenance. It was the food that soldiers could rely on, you know, when other food wasn't available, or, you know, when we were at war and so forth. So it's just carried over since then. It's kind of kept Hawaii alive.
I have this theory that it's like Hawaiian comfort food now. So for me, I think about like mac and cheese, right? Here in Seattle, it's winter, mac and cheese or grilled cheese sandwiches or those kinds of things.
That's a great analogy. And it's like our go-to food. It's our go-to snack. So you can do so much with it. It's easy to pop open a can, make a spam musubi, which is like our snack for surfing, or whatever you're doing, if you're going to take a hike, you're on the golf course, you're going to go surfing, throw a spam move to be in your backpack and you're off.
Right.
Pam, I'm just endeared, like at least a couple times a week, I get a call or an email from somebody from the mainland who says, you know, my wife and I are celebrating our anniversary and we really want to come to Spam Jam. I mean, it sends chills. I just like get chicken skin because it's like, oh my gosh, imagine. This is incredible. So, you know, I love the people. You know, we all need fun. We all need laughter. And we need to celebrate some of these kind of quirky things in life. And I just get a huge smile on my face. We're tying in the local culture and flavors. And, you know, that to me is just what makes Waikiki Spam Jam really special and memorable.
You knew this part was coming, right? Yep, of course you did. If you like this little bit of audio, please share it with a friend. I'd appreciate that. I hope all's well in your world, wherever you are. Drop me a line, Pam@nerdseyeview.com. Thanks.